This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. Succession planning can make passing the farm down much easier. We'll have more from Severson Striggy right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Farming is full of investment, but those investments aren't in traditional things like stocks and bonds. They're in things like land and machinery. Matt Roberts, Chief Planning Officer of the West Des Moines-based Severson Striggy, said that's why it's even more important for farmers to have financial plans.
We're a fee-only financial planning firm, and that means we don't sell any products, we don't receive any commissions. We simply just give advice to our clients. And we work with around 550 families, and being in Iowa, and there's a lot of wealth in the ag economy, it was natural for us, given our business model, to help farmers who don't necessarily have stocks, bonds, mutual funds, they have machinery. And so for probably 10 to 20% of our client base, we help farmers with a financial plan, and part of that is helping them with a succession plan.
Succession planning is a very important part of that financial plan. Robert said there's no silver bullet when it comes to succession planning, but having open communication can help to make a potentially very emotional decision a little easier.
Very hard to get into the farming industry, so you do need the support of Generation One, we call it, to do that. And so, you know, just having that structure in place for that on-farm heir is really critical. And so making sure they have access to the land, making sure they have structure that gives them access to the machinery to ultimately take it over. But also keeping in mind that you have other children that, you know, you care about and you love, that you want to make sure they get something from the farm as well. But we always say fair doesn't mean equal in many cases. And so that takes a lot of thoughtfulness to put that plan together and really a lot of communication when that plan is done.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.